I thought I forgot something. There we go. I thought I forgot something. We've got quite a collection building here, folks. We got very nice. This one is the scariest, I think. I think this one is the funniest. This one is very strong in that regard also, though. But nonetheless, I hope everyone is well. I hope everyone is violently smacking their own forearm in excitement. Good times. Holbert House Show back in the building. It is a wonderful Monday evening here in Gotham. We are 90 minutes, which in WrestlePurist time is like 2 hours away from WrestlePurist Worldwide with myself, Montgomery, and Ibu of WrestlePurist, and hanging with Holbert, of course. But I'm going to hang out here for like an hour or so, I think. Hour and change, maybe. Talk graps. Answer some questions. Maybe won't be as extensive as usual because of just I've got that show coming up. But that's the plan anyway. So I hope everyone is well. Let me check up on the chat. You may notice, tell me if you guys can see it. In the bottom right of the screen, there should be like a little, like a logo. There should be. Tell me if there is or not. Because I tried to make that a thing. So if it's there, God bless. If not, then I need to go back to the drawing board. Is there? Okay, that's pretty sweet. So the Holbert House Show is now under the banner officially of Joe Holbert Promotions, because I think we may do some more quirky stuff on the channel, and so I want to kind of brand it. God, could I sound more pretentious? The promotional vehicles and content I'm producing here, I would like to brand properly. What a fucking arsehole. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Can't make the show, but everyone fit the same. Mercedes Monet, agreed. Fair. It's time to go to school. Seated in the JHP dojo, which was quite good. I might have to use the dojo deal. That's very good. Mana. Hello, Cody. Duke's in the house. Yes, indeed. Very, very kind. I appreciate the love in the chat. Copy and paste some Twitter thoughts on Buff Bagwell. Yeah, it's very interesting. Super, super over. History doesn't really quite capture how over Buff was. I'm not a big Buff fan. I mean, I think he actually had quite a lot of promise as a worker when he broke in the early 90s. He won Rookie of the Year like 8 years in a row. Ben Simmons type beat. But he, you know, by the mid to late 90s, he became like a caricature of himself, and the physique actively worked against his progression as a worker. So I haven't seen Dark Side yet. Jack told me I should watch it, but I have yet to see it. I have to check it out. I've been kind of avoiding it because Buff is just so full of shit. Like, again, look, I apologize if that isn't accurate to his Dark Side, but generally speaking, he's always got like a single story away from everyone else's story of memory things were. So I kind of avoided it, but I'm told it was good. So I may have to check it out. Hello. God bless, Mana. JHP loyalists. Joe, how well would Winston Churchill navigate the professional wrestling landscape? Would be a hell of a prize. Based on everything we know about professional wrestling, he would be feel like a glove. Based on everything we know about professional wrestling. I've been good, bro. I appreciate you asking. I've been good. The LNG 100 was a huge exhale for me, and that went really, really great. And for anyone who missed it, we announced that we're back. So that's going to be a thing every Friday. But it was really the big thing for me was like having the Dax thing happen without having spoiled. So I could give the audience that moment and my friends that moment was very, very important to me. So now that when I got that out of the way, I was like, whew, had more of a quiet weekend. And yeah, back now on the grind, as we call podcasting. By we, I mean us complete losers and dorks in the game. All right. I'm thinking Christian plays Cope audio saying he quits. They did have a very specific Cope moment where he did yell the I quit deal. And it did make me think of that exact finish. It just feels like, I don't know, it feels like it's got to end, man. If he doesn't hit, like, I don't know, this is their third match. I think Cope's got to just win the belt. I know he won the belt before, but you get my point. Yes, indeed. John is correct. Please do like and subscribe and all those good things. It'd be nice to cross 600 at some point. I'm not in any great rush. This is like our 12th stream, so I'm pretty chill with the whole thing. We're probably going to cross like some crazy view count today. So I'm amazed by how many people watch these to begin with. But if you can like and subscribe, that will help. So thank you. I appreciate it, John. Can't believe it's 2024. Nia Jax is probably getting a Raw main event, and I'm excited. Nia's had a really nice comeback, right? It's been cool to see. I actually think the end of Nia's first run was so bad that I do think some of her strengths previously were kind of forgotten. Like, if you go back and watch her matches with Sasha, like, obviously, you know, Mercedes is incredible and can do a lot with limited talent, but, like, she is quite good in those matches, Nia is, that is. And even, like, the match with Ronda before the cash-in is, like, genuinely good. So I honestly think she's someone that, like, the perception of has taken these violent swings that probably were overcritical. In reality, somewhere in the middle was probably a lot more healthy all along, but yeah, there were other factors at play. But I am glad she's doing better, and she's been a useful piece to that division, right? That, like, we talk a lot about kind of needing a mid-card. She's actually been slotted above that. But she has given the division, like, a familiar face that people react to and care about somewhat, and that's important because that is not something that's there in great depth in either company, if we're being honest, right? It's like the top. WWE's top is obviously more packed, but there's a pretty big drop-off, I find. So I'm glad she's doing well. Distraction legend, Joe Holbert. I appreciate that. Distraction was very, very fun. We had a good time. A good time with Distraction. Wouldn't be here without it, that's for sure. What is the funniest move The Rock is going to hit in the tag match? The only thing I'm concerned about is the Mark Kerr picture might limit him a little bit. I'll just say this. This is not a move, but I am greatly concerned after watching Shane O'Mac last year about when he does a leapfrog. I think that could be a dangerous moment. I'm not sure there'll be any crazy offense, but that does concern me a little bit. I'm well, Brucey. I hope you are too. The WCW hat pulls the whole thing together. I know I need to bring it back, man. I do have a horseman shirt. I don't know if that helps. Young Dukes, I'm well. Will you be on In the Weeds with Jeremy and Joel? I'm not against it. Like, I haven't been invited, but I haven't necessarily suggested I should be. So I wouldn't be against it. I'm not, like, at this point in the game, I'm happy to make guest spots anywhere because life's too short and it's just, who really gives a fuck, right? Yeah, it'd be cool. We'll talk wrestling. I'm fine with that. I still talk to Jeremy quite a bit. He had a cameo on LNG. Well, he may have had a cameo on LNG 100. Sting certainly did. But nonetheless, yeah, we've got ways to go until I start actually slapping my own goosebumps. Not built that way, you know? It just hurt, I think. Can you get Dwayne Johnson for LNG 200? Look, probably not. But, like, just your name, no logo. Logo is there, but not mobile. Anyway, very unlikely we get Dwayne The Rock Johnson on LNG 200 is going to be my assessment. But if you'd asked me on LNG 1 if we would get Dax the Axe for LNG 100, I would have said no to that too. So you never know. I mean, I'm pretty confident, but you never do know. Okay, so it appears some devices show the logo and some don't. I don't fucking know. Joseph, I'm once again asking about the cinema. Have you seen Perfect Days or Doom Part 2 yet? I haven't. I'm way behind on 2024 cinema in particular. I've only seen three films, and it's like three very bad motion pictures. It's like Argyle, Beekeeper, and something else. It's not. Oh, and the swimming pool picture, the murderous swimming pool, which I forget the name of. Which was the worst of all three. So I'm way behind. There is an issue with my local cinema, which I'll not get into here for branding purposes. I don't want to get sued. But that has made me somewhat gun-shy also. But you get what you get, I suppose. I got to catch up. What do you think of the wrestlers being upset at The Rock? I'd imagine it's a couple wrestlers being just... That whenever you read that stuff, it's always important to realize that, like, it isn't necessarily indicative of the locker room. It's when you're a company of that size, be it AEW or WWE, you've got 150 wrestlers. people are going to feel how they feel, right? I think it's kind of ridiculous to give a fuck, but it's that's the way wrestling is. If someone's doing something, you know someone's going to be upset about it somewhere. So I'm not surprised, unfortunately. I know, like, you're probably messing around, but I highly doubt it's Seth Freakin', to be honest with you. Grimful Select is reporting that many on the LNG and Mysterious roster feel it's unfair that Joe Holber gets to do his own solo streams and doesn't have to follow the same guidelines they do. That was a natural transition. I didn't even realize it. Good bit. I respect it. Chuck is in the house. I hope you're well, Charlie. Dwayne Johnson for Wrestler of the Year. If he's around, like, even a little bit throughout the rest of the year, best in interviews, he's going to be a real candidate, bro. Like, that one he cut on Friday, I honestly think is like a classic segment. Like, I've watched it a few times and it's 20 minutes long. That is not really my vibe generally, but just Dwayne at his best, right? Like, so entertaining, funny, charming. And then he turned into this menacing kind of monster in the last 5 minutes or so. Like, just everyone in the business should be watching Dwayne right now. I'm just making notes. Not because you can ever have his presence or his manner, but because of just the way he's approached this and the way that he's adding, like, pieces to this story they're telling. He's establishing ideas they can call upon in the match, you know? He's talking about Mama Rhodes and the bell and all these visuals that eventually you can use in a match, and they're going to strike a serious chord because there's gravity to them now. There's depth to them. So he's a master, man. I mean, that dude is – he's all-time – candidacy. Like, we've always talked about on Worldwide, like, he's kind of as a worker we think he's underrated, but just as a star, if there was any doubts, what he's doing right now tells you all you need to know about how special that dude was and is. So yeah, incredible pro wrestler. I watched Sting, Cactus, and the Vader trilogy recently. May have unfortunately developed into a WCW sicko. Welcome to the team. There's nothing unfortunate about that. It fucking rules. It's the best company to be a loyalist towards, because even if you're a full freak about it like I am, it's like, they're dead, dude. Like, what do you want, you know? You really get to tribalism? Like, the thing's been dead before. I didn't even watch wrestling when WCW was around. Let me live, you know? Okay. I appreciate it. This is, I hope your day gets better, Wesley. Yesterday was a hilariously unfortunate one. I mean, one of those days where anything can go right, it did. Sometimes you just have to ride those waves, you know. So I hope things get better, mate. Joseph Holbert, how are you? I'm good. Needed a house show to relax. So thank you. Could you rank the big three AEW signings by preference? Sure. Just in terms of my fandom, I have to say Mercedes is the one seed. She's the one that I've been a fan of the longest. I was a really big fan in NXT. I kind of, like, for a while there, wasn't as big a fan, not as big a fan, but I stopped caring because, like, WWE creative is quite unfortunate in that time period, as you may know. Like, some of the Bayley stuff in 2017, 2018 was, like, really not particularly flattering, I found, to those two. Like, they did that, like, therapy skit. I always remember that vividly being, like, a what are we doing here situation. She'd still be number one, though. I was once a huge Okada fan, but it's been so long. I'd be so phony to say he's anything but third. So Ospreay in at two. All great wrestlers, obviously. And Okada is the one with the deepest, well, I was going to say the deepest catalog, but I guess Ospreay's going at such a pace that may be in question now. I don't know. But obviously, you know, the longest period of time of greatness, I guess, would be the way to put it. But all great, but that would be my personal fandom. Not that any are on, like, my, oh my God, they're my all-time favorite. I have a bunch of their t-shirts. Mercedes is closest, though, in that regard. Rowan versus Big Show stairs match. I've never seen that. I need to watch it. I'm a fan of Tall Paul. I even watched him in a good one with the always unfortunate Alberto Del Rio earlier, which was cool. The kind of wrestling I've been watching recently. We've got some Buff Bagwell talk. The American Males theme is unhinged, dude. Absolutely. Yes, hopefully Asuka as well. Absolutely. An all-timer. We did a Green Grappler about Asuka as well. It was a really fun show. She's an incredible pro wrestler. I appreciate this. Yes, Chuck was one of the only people that was aware. Like, that was actually, like, I kept that really, really tight. Like, I was very, the thing I wanted, and it, people, like, the friends, the folks that know didn't even know I was going to do this. I don't think I even spoke to them, but I wanted it to be like a wrestling pop. And I think we got that best we could. I think seeing everyone's reactions was really cool. So thankfully it came off well. Again, if you missed it, Late Night Grin channel, or you can go to latenightgrin.com and all of the stuff's up there. But we're back every Friday, folks, after Rampage. So fun times ahead. I think Bob's medical is still in question, I think. I hear Marina's doing good stuff outside of AEW. I've not actually seen any of it yet. That's why I'm here. Fulson Knight versus Styles. Hope they make it a street fight. That's my thoughts, honestly. I don't think they're going to have a bad match, but I certainly don't think it's an interesting match. I think they need some plunder, some stunts, some furniture to fall through. I think if you put them in that environment, I think AJ will do something dumb. He's always good for like a stunt bump, even at this age. I think he'll do it at WrestleMania. So, yeah, it's, look, I think people are being dramatic. Like, if you look through WrestleMania's in history, there's always matches that are just matches for matches' sake. Like, it's just part of the industry. I think in recent years, people have got so like precious about this. Like, is it a WrestleMania match? Like, it's just a wrestling match, dude. Like, it's not that deep, but it ain't very interesting. I definitely can concede that. I don't know how the match finishes, but Garcia gets the belt after these two old men finish their makeout session. So, yeah, hopefully. Hopefully so. Hello, Brent, who had a great performance on the aforementioned LNG 100. You're going to watch the Bray doc. I didn't know they would. I think I actually did. Was this the Peacock thing. Yeah, I probably will. It's, I mean, that stuff like that's hard to watch, isn't it? So, but I think I will. I'm sure it'll be incredibly well made, so I'll probably watch it. I may have to work myself up to a little bit because those things are tough. But what gear do you think Dwayne will wear at Mania? I think vintage, bro. I think Dwayne's going to mix it up in that regard. He's always been pretty much consistent, I think, right? Monty is doing bits in the chat. Hope you're doing well, Joe. I am. Thank you. Hope you are too. The early worries about Orton's moment might still exist, but I think he can transition easily to the end of his career by doing the things he's doing now. Yes, he's so over it's easy, honestly. I think it will be harder if he turns heel, because he'll have to lead the matches physically rather than just selling. Because all he really, with a guy like Fury or Waller, they only have to grab a headlock on him and the people are coming up with, you know, Randy. Like, it's so easy for him. So I agree. It's more of how you use him. I think they've used him perfectly thus far. You know, I don't know if he's got like 25-minute world title matches in the future, but really, does he need to have those? You know, like, it's, he's been champ 20 million times and he's so valuable as just a star. I think he's golden, but I think he'll be fine. My God. Do you think Rainmaker Face, who do you think Rainmaker Face at Dynasty? Maybe Pac. But enjoy the show, bro. That's going to be a hell of a show. The big two matches on that show are big time. And you got Mercedes live. So, yeah, that's a cool show. Enjoy. Yes, Brian and Randy had great matches. Absolutely. I was talking about this a little bit on Twitter earlier. I was watching the Street Fight from June 2013. Really, really good match. The one they had in December like 15th or 16th, 2013 is like a classic match. It's, people disparage it a little because the finish is whatever, but the match is great. Rock versus Dax. I gotta be honest, bro. You're blaming that on me and saying that I'm the reason you're thinking about this, but that would be too far even for me. So I think you're gonna have to wear that one, unfortunately. I'm a coward, unfortunately, JJ. I'm not making any trips to the States for the foreseeable. Even though I was tempted by the Dynasty, I'm not. I wanted it to be Tiffany and Bianca too, but I think they're going to do a six-woman tag. Saying that, that's assuming Asuka's good, right? That's assuming. What are the top three first things you would do if you were given the booking power of AEW? run Brian Danielson and Roderick Strong in a 60-minute Broadway. No, I... the one thing I would say is, because this is always hard, right? It's a great question. It's just hard when I'm going on the fly. But I think they could do a better job of, like, establishing an in-house TV formatting that is distinct to them. I think they've always struggled to do that because Tony has a lot of different influences. And more broadly, the talent roster has even more influences, right? So, like, Jericho's creative feels like a certain type of wrestling. And you can have variety, but I do think they would benefit sometimes from a more, like, overarching, this is how we do our wrestling. I think that's what they're saying they still strive for. And that's like a, it's not something that's going to change the ratings, but I think it makes for a more cohesive show, you know? In addition, I think they should be way more aggressive about making tag teams, you know? There are so many underneath guys that to me could still play the same role they play, but should actually have a tag team to go with it. Like, there's one I mentioned it a lot recently, but like, Brian Keith, to me, should have a tag team that you push him in, and he can still wrestle those singles matches where he has a good 10-minute match that he loses, you know? The one I've mentioned is like Brian Keith and Ortiz, I think would be a tremendous, like pitbull team, you know? But whoever it is, like Lance and Brian Cage or whatever. That's the other thing. I think that would help their roster tremendously. I think you actually seen that a little bit on Collision with Lee and Shane. I think they've got good TV out of that because it's an easy thing to do. Pair two guys, they can still work singles matches, you know? That's another small one. And finally, this kind of goes back to the formatting thing. Be more varied with TV times. Not every match between signed wrestlers needs to be 8 to 10 or 10 to 12. Shock people sometimes, surprise them with these things. You know, like I think playing around with that is very important. You can get kind of in a rut where the audience knows how the show is going to go in terms of pacing. So there's a few kind of small things because, you know, the other stuff's just like who I would push. And at that point, who gives a fuck, right? The big three. Mr. Holby rubbing off for me. Unfortunate. So at the dinner table last night and ran the count of a God bless, folks. Don't know whether I love or hate it. She definitely hate it, but I appreciate it nonetheless. I have not seen the Crow remake trailer. I try to avoid trailers these days because they give you so much. It's an issue for me, you know? Like, it's something like that I'm going to probably see. I'll try and avoid it, generally. Especially because I'm going to eventually see it before I go to a movie at the cinema. So I have not seen it yet. I'll report back. As a noted Jules fan, how do you feel about the grand narrative that her and Sky are out of their depth with what the AEW women's division landscape is becoming, that she needs to lose the belt? I think she should probably lose the belt. I don't think she's ready to be a TBS champ necessarily. The Chris Statlander match is probably kind of allowed us to overestimate where she's at, but I mean, I'm still high on Julia. She's super young and she's still finding a way. She's not had tons and tons of in-ring time. I'm not thrilled by the idea of that being like the first stop for Mercedes, but if you get the belt on her, then whatever, I guess. We'll see how that match goes. But yeah, I mean, she probably is out of her depth, but at the same time, at least she's over, right? There's something to be said for that. Okay. Some more Dwayne talk in the chat. You heard, John. Let's get these subs up, folks. Like and subscribe. All those YouTube things you hear about. When LNG 200 rolls around in 2 years or so, who is the top guy and girl in the business we love? And name one wrestler from each company that jumps. Can't say Sheamus or Drew. Okay. Let me pull this up. Let me look at some rosters here. Okay, so the top guy is going to be Cody and the top gal is going to be Rhea. I'm pretty confident of that, to be honest. I think that's a safe bet in 2 years. I'll now try and find a name that will jump here in a moment. I'm not allowed to say the Sheamus. All right. AEW jump. This is more political than you may realize. I have to navigate this carefully. All right. I'm scrolling. God, this is a very large roster, isn't it? Very, very large roster. I'm trying to even think of like who's... Oh, fuck it. I'll say Wardlow. Because that's something I don't know anything about. So I feel confident in saying that without upsetting anyone. The WWE roster. I'm not Shay Shamo. See, I will say, because of the brand split, a lot more of these guys are kind of able to be in the ball game, you know? It's more difficult. And there's less leaks, I find, generally speaking, in this regard. So, give me... good God, man. I'll take... Give me Cameron Grimes. I don't know. WWE's hard. I find right now. They're in a nice stretch. Same way it would be hard in 2021 to do it for AEW. It's difficult, you know? Give me Cam Grimes. I know nothing about the status of either of those gentlemen. Okay. Yes, absolutely watch the holdovers, even though it isn't the holiday window. It's way beyond just like a holiday picture. You can watch that anytime. I mean, I saw it in like early Feb, I think, or late January or something. So you'll be good. If you were to take over New Japan, who would you add to the roster to revitalize it? I think the focus really has to be the Japanese talent, you know? I'm not an expert in that regard, but I think that has to be the focus with where the industry is at right now. And with the money that's in the industry, I don't think it's the time to be kind of pondering the Gaijin talent. I think the Japanese talent is the key. So I think probably try and get creative in that regard, and maybe that comes via kind of working with the other promotions. I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm intrigued what happens with Nakajima eventually, right? Like, he's still... As far as I know, he's still freelance. So that would be interesting. But it feels like it's more important that the Japanese talent gets refreshed. So that's the thing I would probably... Because it just... You can sprinkle it, but like, that's the real thing that will play a part in the health of the company, right? Some guys that could add like a little bit of experience to the young guys you're pushing, I think would be the key. Thoughts on Natsupoi? She's fucking awesome, dude. She's like, she becomes like a zombie sometimes and does these incredible sells and all-time great facial expressions. Who is Danielson's Wembley opponent? He and Ospreay are about to have a banger. I think you'll get the seizure cell after Hidden Blade, to be honest. But I think it's Nigel, right? I think Nigel is the Wembley match. I could be completely wrong, but I've felt that for a while now, so... I think Nigel and Dragon is the match. Christian and Edge versus the Bucks for tag belts at Wembley. Yes, that would be... I think Edge and Christian, or Cope and Christian, will be teaming at Wembley. So I think that's a fair prediction. I think the Bucks are probably the front runners in that regard, yes. Gunther and Sami Zayn contract signing. God bless. I'm excited for that match. I'm very excited for that match. Any hopes or pitches for the Mania main events? I'm pretty locked in on like the night two match being whole shit in some ways. And I don't mean that as a criticism necessarily, but I just think it's going to be like so over the top, and there's going to be 100 run-ins and gimmicks and weapons. So I'm pretty confident about how I feel things are going to go, which is, I think Rock pins Cody on night one. I think Cody pins Roman on night two. I also, as I've mentioned, think Steve Austin makes a run in, or more specifically, he is on his, what the fuck do you call it? I'm sure he'll drive down the ramp, I assume, and while Rock is in there. So they'll do something, I think. So. That's my kind of I'm pretty confident on those predictions, which means they're not going to happen, to be clear. Anyone like those ideas, I just predict them, they're not happening. But yeah, that's my current feel. Someone said Omos, and I don't even know why, because I'm 20 minutes behind, but respect, I like Omos too. What match do you think will be better between Io, Bayley, Becky, and Rhea? Seems like Bayley got her groove back. She does seem to be working better. Yeah, I agree, but I still would take Becky and Rhea because I just think it will have, in a stadium, it feels like it's going to have an atmosphere, right? It's going to have a big fight feel, I think, that I just don't know if Io and Bayley will have. It feels to me, and I could be wrong, I don't watch it closely, but it does feel like the Bayley Io build has like plateaued a little. And that's more relevant to that match because I think that match needs that story and investment and hook. Becky and Rhea is one of those matches where just, I think whatever you do, once you get to the stadium, there's going to be an atmosphere, right? They're both so over. Which, to be clear, says more about them than it does Bayley. And, yeah, that's not a knock. It just is what it is. They're very, very big stars. Random, but thoughts on Hall of Pain, Mark Henry. Unbelievable run. And Mark Henry in general is someone that smart fans, you know, and like this has been a talking point for years. It kind of actually came up again with the Kurt Angle stuff, but he's someone that's really worth reassessing. Like, Mark Henry was a very, very smart wrestler. I recommend anyone go back and watch his stuff. And he isn't necessarily like star rating stuff, but he absolutely knew that role to perfection. He was tremendous what he did, man. Tremendous. Many put more at Monty than Dax, factual. How was the trailer? Yeah, I didn't see the Bray trailer in full, folks. So I apologize. I have to catch up on that after. Joe, I'm convinced that Riho and Darby are the actual in-ring MVPs of AEW. Consistently great in-ring, can always be used to heat people back up. I wouldn't argue with that. Yeah, that's I think that's pretty fair. I mean, Riho's a little harder just because sometimes she's not as round as much, right? But when she is, I think it's a fair assessment. And Darby is, I think, honestly, kind of immovable in that point, you know, in that role at this point. So, yeah, I agree. There we go. Expert gaming on a Scorsese watch. Let's fucking go. When do you think we see Megan Bain in AEW? Very soon. I think she's about to get circled into this this Statlander business, I think. We've got a hell of a house here, folks. If you're watching on YouTube, do the like and subscribe gimmick. It looks like there's a good crowd here, so I appreciate it. I got worldwide in just over an hour. Good shit. Joe, on a scale of 1 to Mana, how hyped are you for Goto's New Japan Cup win? It would be pretty cool. I haven't seen any of the New Japan Cup, but it would be pretty cool. I don't know about the Gable thing. I think I'd rather they just do Sammy and Gunther at this point and do Gable afterwards, but I don't know. The one thing I certainly don't want is a triple threat. That sounds like the worst case. I don't have any interest in that. So if it's one or the other, let's just stick with the Zayn match, to be honest with you. All right. What else we got here? Any Ray classics from WCW that nobody else should check out? Honestly, a lot of his best stuff is like the TV stuff. Like the match with he has some good stuff at Disney. There's one with Dean in Disney that's great. Let me try and find some dates on these so I can help you. 1 second. Because Ray is like one of my favorites, so I'll try my best to help here. But yes, WCW is interesting in that there's a lot of like just great TV stuff that's just done while they're talking about like the NWO, because of course, obviously you mentioned the Eddie match. The Psychosis match is, yeah, it's not Grand American Bash, it's Bash at the Beach. Bash at the Beach 96, him and Psychosis. Him and Dean have won, I think, the Havoc before Eddie, I'm pretty sure. I think, yeah, Havoc 96 with Malenko is really, really good. I'll try to think here. Let me try and find this Disney date and then I'll... The other Malenko match that's on pay-per-view is Grand American Bash 96. But before I move on, I want to try and find the one they risk. If anyone's never seen the Disney TVs for WCW, they're like famous TVs. Disney MGM Studios in Orlando. And it's like, this is the start of the NWO angle. And the setting allows them to do some really cool shit. Okay, here it is. July 8th, 96. That whole TV is pretty notable. And I'll kind of let you... Anything Disney, WCW Nitro, I recommend, honestly. Suggestions for Gaudy matches. I would say the tag stuff is probably his most pimp stuff, like him and Hansen versus Kawada and Tenryu from, I don't know what year, but that's definitely one. Him and Hansen versus the Funks. Him and Dr. Death, of course, have a couple of famous tags. I think the tag stuff's the stuff that's most notable. I think singles-wise, him and Kobashi have a really strong singles match, but they're the few that come to mind right away. Thunder Rosa back on Dynamite. God bless. What would you guess will be the headline at Supercard of Honor if it's not Athena? Also, what's your prediction for best match of Mania weekend? I assume King and Briscoe, right? I assume that's going to close it. Match of the weekend. Match of the weekend. Honestly, if he gets time, I'm very bullish on this Gunther Sammy match. I must admit. I am. It's hard without knowing a lot of Supercard. I'm going to just say Gunther. I think there's a chance that in a stadium that match is like fucking incredible. Their TV matches were really good, man. Really, really good. What are your thoughts on Danielson King matches throughout their rivalry? I'm working my way through Old Dragon very slowly. They're awesome, dude. Low-key is, I mean, obviously he's low-key, so that comes with, you know, you get what you get, but low-key was extraordinary, man. Like, you're going to learn doing this stuff. Like, they had a great dynamic, and a lot of times in those matches, low-key feels like the better worker, which says a lot about how great he was. Obviously, that would change over time, but yeah, great, great matches, as much of Key stuff is in that time. Chuck's hints are, scrap the trios belts, scrap any hints of women's tag belts for the foreseeable. Define the women's mid card and cycle talent better on TV. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Some other suggestions coming in here. A lot of abolish the trios titles, which is fair. Be honest with me, I know he's young, but where's the buy or sell line on the Hook stock? I don't know. I worry about Hook because I think the gimmick actively limits his ability to just become a better wrestler. And I think that's good for like stealing you a house and getting some popping a number. I think that's the best thing long term. It worries me a little bit, to be honest. I watch sometimes him in matches and I think he looks very rough around the edges, you know? And again, I don't know what they want to do with him long term, but I almost wonder if it's worth sacrificing the current aura that I think has already diminished some anyway. Try and make him a better pro wrestler. But it's a fine line. It's very difficult. But it does concern me a touch. Some more AEW suggestions. Hook chatter. Hope for better as a runner's champ, which is going to be good in time. A solid ROH stint working with Pop. Yeah, that's regarding Julia, absolutely. Do you watch NXT at all? Not really, no. I try and keep up to date with Gallows and Gunn, but I don't see a lot of it. Best matchup for Mercedes and AEW, Athena. When should Mercedes run the Razor for the first time? Athena. Everyone in the chat is making predictions about who's jumping from what promotion to what, and I just... These are the games we play, folks. There it is, Cam Grimes. You heard me. It's hard, man. There's too much whispering about contracts. I don't want to put anyone's shit out there that's not out there, and it gets weird. Like, there's a lot of leaks. It's very difficult to do those things. And with Ricky, no one actually has a clue what Ricky's deal is. That's the opposite, where it's just, by this point, it's just boring, right? It's like everyone just assumes. So, Cam Grimes, shout out Trevor Lee, by the way. Very good wrestler. Is there any info on the rumor that Bob recently started watching New Japan a few months ago and is responsible for his downfall? I've heard things. I'm still putting the pieces together on that one, brother. We'll see. We shall see. Okay, folks. I apologize if I'm missing anything in the chat. I'm going a little quicker because I am behind. How would Cope and Christian team back up after everything? It's going to be difficult to do, certainly. I assume if they're baby faces, I assume you do a thing where Cope was right and the dinosaur and Nick Wayne beat up Christian, I guess, is probably it. But it's not going to be easy to turn Christians. They might need to be heels, is probably what you do. But then how do they wrestle the Bucks? I don't know. I'm sure they'll have the answer. They're pretty smart. Would you see Jack Perry kicking Christian Cage out of the patriarchy? You could do that too, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Jack in terms of his AEW return. I'm not sure. Joe, did you anticipate how well Ospreay has acclimated to US TV promos? The first couple were not surprising to me. The last week's one I did think was like an actual great promo. It's working well. I mean, I think there were signs of it with the Wembley promo he cut, you know, the contract sign with Jericho. So I think there was some signs, but it has been very impressive. More than anything else, it's like his presence, you know, feels really, really big time, which is half the battle on TV, right? Like his entrance, the way he carries himself. So he's done great, absolutely. Some Mark Henry talk in the chat. Yeah, the Mark title win with Orton is great. If AEW used to make movies like the old WWE movies, what three wrestlers would you put in it? You definitely need Kingston to do like a Kingston in like a sort of Kingston and Moxley as like a buddy cop picture, I think, is money. And in addition, what else we got here that could be good? Could be good content in this regard. Christian Cage. The Christian Cage rom-com. Juice Robinson. We can find Juice Robinson should actually be the guy they're chasing in the buddy cop movie, I think. I think that's the play. He's injured now, but what's the place for Willie when he's back? He can't just do what he's done for the last 2 years. Yeah, I mean, I think the real key there is what you're doing with the Blackpool Combat Club, right? If it's just going to go on and on, then he's going to kind of just be stuck doing what he's done for the last 2 years. But I would be moving away from the BCC, and then you have to find something for him to do individually. I think he found it's difficult with him because I think he's, as a character, I think he's a lot more interesting as a heel. But as a worker, it's a lot more natural for him to be kind of an underdog babyface, right, with his frame and the way that he wrestles and kind of fiery he can be. So that's the biggest thing, I think, to figure out. He's a very good worker, is Willie Uta. I have to be honest in saying I don't know what his potential is as a TV act, necessarily. I'm not sure. I have to say, very, very good worker. But there are some questions to answer, I think, when he comes. The first thing you have to do is get that pure belt away from it. It actively detracts from what he does well. That's the first thing I would say. But yeah, Willie Uta. Hopefully he's doing well. What do you make of the Kurt Angle debate and how some back in the forum days didn't rate him? Finally, some real fucking graps. Hold up. So, I actually love this debate because I just think it's like one of the funniest things ever. And more specifically, for me personally, it really irritates Ibu of Wrestle Purists, which is fucking awesome. And it's something I've been aware of for a long time because like I read a lot of pro wrestling only, and those threads are like really interesting to me. Not because I agree all the time. I don't, you know, you don't agree with anyone all the time, but I just think it's interesting. But Kurt Angle, I think, more than any wrestler ever, The two opposing sides of this argument are like totally unaware the other side exists. Like the people that hate Kurt Angle's work have no understanding of the way some folks like see him as the greatest ever and vice versa. Like every time it happens, people think it's like a grift or like a new thing. It's not. Like it was happening. It's been happening for 20 years. More than that. Where do I stand? So I absolutely do think Kurt was great. I think Kurt was a great pro wrestler. What I would argue is, I think his stretch of being great is shorter than many give him credit for. In TNA, I think he has flashes of greatness, but I do think in TNA, the physical issues were an issue, or were a problem, I think. And that's understandable. That's not a criticism. It's just, it is what it is. Kurt from 2001 through 6-7, that range, I think is great for much of that time. And at his best is staggering. But there is still, you know, I think there are absolutely, there's credence to the talk about his lack of selling and him kind of being like a spot monkey at times. And he didn't use his technical and amateur background as much as he should have. And like, that's absolutely true. Like that criticism is real. If you go out and watch his matches, he should have got way more out of the fact that he was a legitimate gold medalist, but the era didn't really blend, you know, trend that way. So he didn't really do a lot of it, sadly. But I think Kurt's great. I do not see him as great as others do. I don't think he's like a top five wrestler ever. I think that's like, I think it has to be noted how many wrestlers are, how many great wrestlers there have been in history. That's a lot, you know, but that's me personally. But I'm a fan. I'm not a huge fan, but I think Kurt was great, definitely. But more than anything, I just enjoy the throwback message board shit. It pops me. To me, it's more interesting than like fucking, did they pop the demo, bro? Like, I don't give a shit about that. I'd rather they someone try and tell me why they think these wrestlers suck. I think that's much more fun, personally. So that's me. But I will say I'm not doing Kurt bad, but I do think AJ is like genuinely historically better. I feel quite strongly about it. But if we're wrestling purists, and I'll probably do that on a hanging with Holbert one day, I think. Goodfellas or Taxi Driver? Goodfellas, yeah. Taxi Driver is a film I appreciate, but I don't love. I love Goodfellas. Are you all worried about Mercedes' foot and ankle? Where she talked has been a little spooked. Certainly, definitely one of those things where you want to see her back in there, right? Like, I think that would be best for everyone. Till I see otherwise, I'm pretty hopeful. But it's definitely a fair point. Okay. More Cameron Grimes chat, which is hilarious. Sending Hook to New Japan would be a good idea. Yes, absolutely. I agree. I agree completely. Alexa has an entire story in the 2K24 career mode that's about spooky lore. Kind of insane that this has become her brand now. It's almost as if the 2016-2019 top heel run, wish I could read, just never happened. Yeah, I mean, that is interesting, the idea, like, when they do, like, Alexa's Hall of Fame video, it'll just be her, like, sitting there with a doll. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Some folks liked it. I'm not one of them, but I'm glad it appealed to some folks. All right. Weekend at Bernie's with Bullet Club Gold is very good, I must say. There's more good movie pictures in the chat here, which usually I would go through, but as we're short on time, I'll accelerate slightly. Thoughts on how bad Ray Phoenix is, shower? I don't think Ray Phoenix is bad. I like Ray Phoenix a lot more than Penta. I like Ray Phoenix. I think he's very exciting. I definitely get why Oracle has his frustrations with him. But he's quite spectacular. Quite spectacular. Yuta and Claudio as a heel tag team would be my pitch. So I've mentioned this before. I'm always hesitant to because I don't know if Claudio would love that pitch, to be honest with you, as a full-time thing. But, yeah. Some Kurt Angle chatter. My God. See, like, this is fair. Dude, when Shane O'Mac like out wrestles him on the mat, that's just, I'm sorry. That he should have got arrested for that. It was wrong. That was despicable. Despicable behavior. The damage that did to us in the long term as a professional wrestling community. Very sad. Seems like the chat's mostly positive on old Kurt. Good for him. I will say, old man Kurt seems to be in a good place, which is great to see. It does pop me. He's like general presence online now. It's like wholesome old lad Kurt Angle, which I didn't see coming necessarily, but seems Rey Santos on SmackDown this week means the big tag is happening. Who would you have on each side? But on the one of the tag teams in the ladder match though. For Mania? I guess there's two nights, I guess. Yeah, I would not be against, as I mentioned before, I would not be against moving the Dominic Andrade thing. I would probably do that. I think that'd be pretty sick, actually. Andrade and Ray versus Dom and Escobar, and then I'd probably have Andrade fucking cheat, like, you know, screw Ray over and leave. Just be a real dick. Oh, there's a bracket. Oh, my God. Oh, okay, fine. They could do an 8-man or a 10-man or a mixed 8-person or whatever it will be. But, yeah, there's a lot of options there with Zelina and Elektra involved also. If Mercedes isn't winning the big belt, who is taking the title off Tony? Doesn't feel like anyone is built to take it off her right now. Probably Jamie, right, I guess would be their direction in that case. That's the only thing that makes sense watching the TV. To be honest, because like, if you look at the landscape, as you said, it would suggest they've got something up their sleeve, or they just don't know, one or the other. With Sting off into the sunset, who's the next major retirement? Ray, question. Ray does feel like it's close, right? You got to believe Ray's close. Sting is such a unique, like, it's amazing. You look at these guys, like the candidates for this are guys that are, you know, 40, in their late 40s and 50. And Sting was 64 or 65 years old. I mean, I don't know when, I'm looking at the roster here on the WWE side. And like, I don't know how long his contract is, but like, how long is AJ going to do this shit, dude? He's 47 in 2 months, like. I know he kind of is still, you know, like he's not him. He's not as good as he used to be, but he's still pretty active. But it's always hard to gauge these things. I mean, Samoa Joe felt like he was retired 4 years ago, and he feels like he's going to get another contract. So very difficult to say. I think your prediction is the best one, which is Ray. I think he's probably in the last leg here. This is probably his last full-time year, I would imagine. And even then full-time, like what? How many matches has Ray had this year? I know he was hurt, but. I don't know if Ray's going to be making the house show loops, so. Okay. Cameron Grimes, God bless. Yeah, this is exactly it about the angle thing. The age-old debate is a great way. Like, honestly, and people would not believe this, but it is absolutely true. Go back and read it. It's identical. The way people would debate Ospreay then, sorry, Angle then, is the way people debate Ospreay now. Like, action versus sort of, you know, the more conceptual parts of wrestling, the more... It's the same shit. It's just people don't realize that was a conversation then. The same way as in 20 years, someone will probably log on and say they thought Ospreay always sucked and they'll get kicked, you know, the shit kicked out of them by all the folks that grew up on Ospreay. Just a cycle. It goes over and over again. All of these guys have these kind of detractors. It's just part of the, you know, like even it came back up on Twitter on the other day. I think it was Dylan who tweeted about how Bryan Danielson was really like polarizing in the 2000s. And in history, that's like just lost to time. And fairly so, because Dragon, his body of work was such that he became almost undeniable. I think he did become undeniable. But you go back and read that stuff, like he was driving people nuts as Ring of Honor champ at times. You know, it's very interesting. The kind of ups and downs that emerge within these broader careers. It's why sometimes, like, look, I'm not here to do MJF propaganda. I know if you're watching this, you feel how you feel about Max, and you're entitled to. But it's why that stuff is sometimes funny to me. Because, like, dude, like, he had like a bad 6 months or whatever, but it's like, he's 25, you know, it's in the grand scheme of things, it isn't that deep, but it feels like it because we talk about this stuff very, very closely and we're in the moment right now. It's always challenging to have perspective on these things. If WWE did one, it would have to be for Ray. Yeah, Ray getting a cool retirement is, that would be very, 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 very neat. Rest you'd most like to write a book about their career. Great question. Great, great question. I mean, there are obvious ones, right? Like, I think the wrestlers that you guys most associate with me jump off the page. I'm trying to think if there's, because with wrestling, it's like, I mean, you know, how many of these guys are you confident in their character? I guess is the question that keeps coming to mind. Because those things can age your work very differently. I think a guy who you guys know I'm a fan of, but isn't like as obvious like me saying Joe, but I think one of the coolest stories is Kevin Owens. I think the way that he's been able to not only shock people with his what he's achieved, but more specifically, that dude, like, look, people are going to suggest otherwise that were his detractors back in the day, but he's basically exactly the same, right? Like, pretty much. He's the same dude with the same temperament, with the same look, really, in the grand scheme of things. And he's become like this guy, like mainstay in WWE. And I find him to be a fascinating character. Again, I'm a fan. I'm not like, he's not my favorite wrestler ever or anything, but I think his story is amazing. I actually think we almost take it for granted at this point. He was, I mean, just waiting for someone to give him a real shot at making money, you know? If TNA had wanted Kevin Steen, they probably had around a 5-year window there when he was an established name where he would have signed for like one of their lower end deals. But they didn't because they was waiting for WWE to release more people. And it's just extraordinary. He's been in WWE now for 10 years. It's fucking insane. He left Ring of Honor in the summer of 2014. So we're almost at 10 years, but yeah, Dre, I find it to just be incredible. Do you think Triple H is daft enough to put the belts on DIY while they're not over yet? Yes. Look, man, that's a blind spot for him. It is what it is, right? Wrestling books are quite cool. I would like to see them really make a comeback. Hopefully Becky's one does well. I may read that. We shall see. I wonder if WWE will do big retirement shows for guys, seeing how successful the Sting one was. Do a pay-per-view built around AJ and Georgia or something. I'd love that to become the norm, right? That'd be cool. It would be interesting, like, what guys resonate in that way, you know? Like, AJ would be an interesting one because he does feel like a guy who's sort of lost. It feels like his connection with the audience has become slightly, I don't know, lesser in recent years. It feels a little bit like, but if they said tomorrow he's retiring, I think that would probably change very quickly, right? It's just, you kind of take guys for granted, I guess. Yes, KO was big for Black and Gold NXT, dude. Right, I should probably start winding down here, folks. Right, we'll do like 5 more minutes. What sicko matches do you think TK is going to book for the Collision opposite Mania Night 1? Well, there are guys in town, right, in terms of in town, in the States, so the question is, are they working elsewhere on, you know, are they going straight home? Or because in that case, that opens up some truly perverse things. I do think we may see the Astronauts. I do. I do hope he approaches it this way and it is like sicko matches. I think it will be. I think we'll get some quirky stuff in the kind of, it's a taped Collision. Oh, that changes my answer entirely. When are they taping it, folks? I find it hard. I always take Wednesday after night. I'll probably suck then. Never mind. I'll take it back. It'll probably be pretty lame. Sami Zayn is another one that would be a great book. Yeah. That'd be great. Thoughts on Shayna doing Bloodsport? fucking beast. I love shit like that. It's awesome. I'm probably going to watch. I try to watch Bloodsport every year anyway, so I was probably going to watch beforehand, but that would be sick. That'd be very, very cool. That collision being taped is kind of bummed me out. I wanted them to do something really weird with that. And like, it's a shame. Had a few taped collisions recently. It's unfortunate. It was live on Saturday, though. Didn't love collision on Saturday, but it was live. Okay. I think I've caught up with this last leg of the chat. All right. Worldwide up next, folks. Over on the Wrestle Purists. I think we're doing a weekend review and all that good stuff, and probably doing a talk about Dwayne for an hour or so. So that should be fun. Who do you want to eventually take the title from Roddy? I mean, I think we pitch him for every belt, right? I don't want to say Garcia again. It's at this point, it's almost like a meme. I think Mark Briscoe is getting the Ring of Honor belt, so he's not even really a natural fit. Who's a good babyface who could really use that shine that isn't Daniel Garcia for the sake of mixing answers up occasionally? I mean, I think they're telling a good story of O'Reilly. I wouldn't want to rush in that regard, but I mean, if he's healthy, wouldn't it be great to use that belt for Bandido? I think that'd be awesome. Like, Bandido would be a tremendous international champion. That would be a cool one. Yes, it does indeed. Eddie and Roddy would be a hoot. Ray vs. Kidman, Nitro after Uncensored 99. There's a good suggestion. That's very good, yeah. I always forget there's good stuff in 99 because there is a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad stuff. All right. As I was saying, Worldwide. And then the next show after that will probably be like, I may do another one of these in a couple of days because I know I was only here for an hour. I want to do a show of Ibu where we talk about Kurt Angle. And more specifically, the great AJ Angle debate that I like worked myself into being part of and people got very mad at me. Someone DM'd me and said it was straight up disrespectful, which popped me huge. Well, it was a little bit much, really. I don't really think it was that disrespectful. I don't think Kurt would be that upset. I've got to be honest. I could be wrong. I don't know Kurt Angle, believe it or not. But I'm pretty confident that he wouldn't be that disrespected by me saying that. Maybe I'm wrong. So we're going to try and do that at some point. Not in like a lame way where we yell at each other like we're on first take. It would just be, you know, maybe we'll just compare, go back and forth a little bit. I think I think Ibu is a, you know, he's not likes AJ Styles, but I don't think he's a big proponent of his kind of historical standing, you know. So I think we'll maybe kick around some of that stuff. So we're going to try and do that at some point. I think Ibu and I are recording something else maybe, which I'll not talk about for political reasons, which may be out at some point next year. This Friday, The Grin is back full time, 11:05 Eastern, immediately after Rampage. And yeah, I guess all the main stuff. Obviously, Thursday, Dynamite Review, you know that by now. So that's what's coming up. But the main thing, folks, is please do join us over at Worldwide. And then the other main thing is that I would like you to like this video. I would like you to subscribe. I would like you to don't tell your friends. That's like a thing. No, actually, definitely don't tell your friends about Joe Holborn Promotions. That'd be very unfortunate. But I'll leave this on the screen, I think, as we go off the air. There is no theme for this grin, this Friday's grin. It is a complete blank slate like the old days. My plan is to discuss with Oracle 2013 WWE TV. That'll probably go down wonderfully, and we'll have to pivot, but it's going to just be 2 hours of complete blank slate wrestling group talk. So that's this Friday on The Grin. All right. Here is the way we start. I'm going to leave JJ's comment on the screen, let you guys think for yourself in that regard. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the Worldwide. If you're watching, enjoy Raw, watch some old graps, whatever it may be. And as always, Thanks for the house, folks. I appreciate you. Have a great night.